Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. But before we get started, I need to share with you some sad news. Day before yesterday, Reverend Hudson Biggio passed on to glory. Hudson and his wife, Carolyn, were in the Conroe Church from about 1981 through 1995. I knew them both well, and I knew Hudson at church camps. We both served in the summer camping program in the early 80s, and I remember Hudson as he was a trusted colleague. He was a good friend, a kind fellow, and a good sport at church camp. He will be missed. Keep Carolyn and the whole Biggio family in your prayers. Now, we decided, we're going to change the format a little bit of this podcast, and rather me just kind of rambling on and talking to you, let's do a little bit of study out of the New Testament. And I think we ought to begin with the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. You know, it's arguably the most important book of the New Testament. You see, without the book of Acts, we would know literally nothing of the birth and infancy of the church. That's where Acts begins. It begins right after the resurrection and assumption of Jesus Christ, and it goes through that early period of the church. Who was it written by? Well, it was written by Luke. It was the same Luke who wrote the Gospel of Luke. Now, Luke never met Jesus. Luke was the only writer in the New Testament who was not Jewish. So how did that happen anyway? What do we know about Luke? Well, we know that he was probably a doctor. And we get this knowledge from his descriptions of the human body, of illness, and of different ways that he describes things in both the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. He uses words that are common to a physician's vocabulary. We know that he was one of Paul's most valued helpers and closest friends. Like I said, we know that Luke was a Gentile, the only Gentile author in the New Testament. The same Luke that wrote the Gospel. Who was it written to? Well, Luke inscribes it to O Theophilus. But we really don't think that O Theophilus was a person. I think it's just a play on words. Theos is the Greek word for God. And philine is to love. So Luke was literally writing to the people who love God. I want to read to you the first few verses of the first chapter of Luke, of the Acts of the Apostles by Luke. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or season which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And then the apostles and the followers of Jesus waited. And then they waited and they waited. They waited about 10 days. And in a sermon on this last Pentecost, I mentioned the fact that they had a church board meeting. And in that meeting, they chose a successor to Judas Iscariot. They cast lots, and Matthias was appointed to take the place of Judas. It's interesting to note that Matthias being mentioned in Acts at this point is the first and last time he was ever mentioned in the New Testament. So even though he was appointed to take Judas's place, he didn't make his mark necessarily on what was to happen next. In chapter 2, we read about the Pentecost experience. You remember how they were all together in one place, and all of a sudden, the miracles, tongues of fire, the rush of wind, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in other tongues. A lot of people might assume that this meant that they spoke in the mysterious language we call glossolalia. It's hard for me to say. But that's not true. What they spoke in other tongues is translated to mean that the people who heard them heard the gospel in their own language. So as they were talking, everyone heard the gospel in their language. Peter preached, and on that day, 3,000 were baptized. Then he healed some sick. The new church devoted themselves to teaching, fellowship, praying, and eating. When you think about it, those are pretty much the same things we do today. We come together and we teach and we fellowship, we pray, and then we eat. And it says in this part of the passage that they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all who had need, and they had all their things in common. This early form of communal living in the new church just didn't last. I think there's something about it, and I'm not one to talk about living communally and with sharing all of my things, because you know I'm a collector of stuff, and I do admit that I like my stuff. It would be hard for me to give everything away and not call anything my own. I think the same thing can be said of most of us. In fact, I think that's probably a human trait, is it not? Anyway, we read later in this passage that the Jews brought Peter and John before the authorities and told them to quit preaching. And in chapter 4, Peter told them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. But we cannot but speak of what we have seen and what we have heard. And so begins the life of the church. So, for next week, I want to ask you to read the next 5 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles. That should carry you through chapter 9, at which time you will meet for the first time Paul. Actually, you will meet Saul, who will become Paul. So until then, wear your mask, wash your hands a lot, stay socially distanced, take care of each other, and stay safe. May God bless you and yours in the coming week. Bye-bye.